MoneyWeb now on the money.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Paul Mann. He's CEO of ASP Isotopes. They're a NASDAQ-listed company, been listed since 2022. The code is ASPI, market cap around $400 million, looking for a JSE listing, hence the interview. Paul, I want to get to nuclear power in a moment because that's what we all think when we think isotopes. But there's a lot more to it than just that. There's pharma, there's agri, there's semiconductor, and you're involved in all three. And you're kind of a mature startup in the sense that you have contracts in place as well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, isotopes touch your life every day in many different ways. And, you know, that's the nature of them. And so, you know, when we set the business up, we initially looked at healthcare and medical, but realized actually there's so many other areas where we can build isotopes and produce isotopes the world needs. Next generation semiconductors, advanced nuclear medicine, obviously nuclear fuels for the future, helium and lithium 6. So absolutely. And we've built three plants in South Africa, two, I guess, for medical and one for semiconductors. And we're hoping to build lots more.
You mentioned particularly, I mean, where is the supply coming? I mean, I was digging around this and from the press release that came through, a lot of the supply currently comes out of Russia, which I imagine is far from ideal in terms of sanctions and the current conflict in Ukraine.
It's always been problematic, actually, supply of isotopes. That's one of the reasons why I got interested in the industry. When I managed a hedge fund, some of my best short positions were those companies that needed isotopes because they didn't have them, and they missed numbers and missed quarters. And when you think about it, for a radioisotope, when you're trying to ship a product around the world and your inventory halves in value every 2.5 days, that's really problematic. Wow. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, this industry's been, supply side has been so fraught with problems, and that's why I was interested in it.
And I imagine, I mean, part of this is proprietary technology that you've got. There are three key divisions you mentioned. You've got factories out in Pretoria. Most of your staff are operating in South Africa. But proprietary technology is your edge in this environment.
Correct, yes. Listen, this technology was originally developed back in the 1970s and 80s at Nexa. We've spent a lot of money developing it since then. You know, the predecessor company that we bought the assets from decreased the energy consumption by about 40-fold, and we've decreased it by about 5-fold since as well, you know. So, you know, we spend a lot of money developing this technology, but yeah, it's pretty unique and it's very proprietary.
I mentioned nuclear up front. Whenever isotopes is mentioned, I think the first thing we think of is nuclear. This certainly is a green energy, nuclear is on the rise. We've also seen, I mean, truthfully, I mean, Three Mile Island has been recommissioned for Microsoft. That is a potentially huge growth area as the world decarbonizes.
Listen, the world needs to double the amount of electricity it produces over the next 25 years. And it's doubled the energy production whilst keeping carbon emissions basically flat. That's a real challenge. And the only way the world is going to do it is with more nuclear power. You know, solar and wind are great when you have sun and when you have wind, but if you don't have sun, you don't have wind, it's kind of a problem. And so I think it's now widely recognized the world needs more, you know, more nuclear power. One tablespoon of higher, say, low enriched uranium would power all your energy needs for your entire life. It's one of the most cleanest forms of energy that exists.
Absolutely. And it's that base load, as you say, it is also clean. I know we think about Chernobyl and stuff, but those really were isolated. And truthfully, there's, you know, when I think about nuclear disasters, it doesn't even take all the fingers on one hand. I mentioned you've got contracts and the like. You're kind of a startup, but you're a mature startup in that you're doing good revenue. But are you profitable yet?
So we're not generating free cash flow as a company. Mm-hmm. One of our subsidiaries is PET Labs, that generates good free cash flow. And this year we hope that ASP Isotopes, you know, one of our subsidiaries, will start generating free cash flow. And then PET Lab, you know, Quantum Leap Energy is still some way from generating free cash flow. That's probably more like a 2027, 28, 29 affair, you know. Nuclear power just takes a lot longer to build. But, you know, we've got three plants now up and running in South Africa. Hopefully that should drive sufficient free cash flow to make the company free cash flow positive.
I mentioned up front you're looking for a secondary listing on the JSE. You'll keep your NASDAQ listing. Where is that process with the local exchange?
You know, we've spoken to the JSE a couple of times. There's a lot of excitement about us coming to the JSE. You know, there aren't many high-tech companies listed on the JSE, and so we've received a very warm, favorable welcome. We're talking to the regulators, and hopefully we'll do our listing as soon as possible. You know, we were always going to list on Johannesburg Stock Exchange. I mean, it's just appropriate for us to do that. You know, our investors may be in the United States today, mm-hmm. but the heartbeat of this company is in South Africa. We've got 153 employees. 149 of those are in South Africa. Our three plants are in South Africa. A number, I speak to a lot of South African politicians and investors, and a lot of the investors would like to invest in our company, but struggle to because we're listed on NASDAQ. And so we're always going to list here, and we owe it to the South African population to be able to invest in our company and benefit from all the wealth we should create over the next several years by building more of these plants.
A quick last question, which is undoubtedly on your mind, but tariffs, does it impact you? Because you're producing in South Africa. If you ship into the US, there's currently a tariff, but you're not in the heart of that tariff war, as I understand.
Yeah, so listen, my understanding is that isotopes are not included in the tariffs, mm-hmm. and they're an exempted item, exempted product. Okay. And so I would be surprised if there were tariffs on our products. If there are, the customer's going to have to eat those tariffs, I'm afraid. Yeah. So that's the way it goes.
Yeah, and I take your point. I mean, yours is a unique product. It's not like a bag of oranges, which I could get from a different supplier. We'll leave it there. That's Paul Mann, CEO, ASP Isotopes, on their listing. Paul, we'll chat again when you list. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.